In the name of Jesus, our risen and glorified Lord. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Some of the best things in Scripture are always hidden behind the simple words, or put differently, it's the simple words that often carry the major messages, which is a comfort to us simple folk, because we're called to carry a pretty major gospel message ourselves. What we're talking about specifically this morning is the "and," which begins the petition, "and forgive us our trespasses." The "and," which ties last week's petition, "give us our daily bread," very closely to today's, lest somehow they be separated or played off against each other. What good, in other words, is daily bread without forgiveness? Daily bread gets used in a lot of funny ways, in a lot of selfish ways, in a lot of wasteful ways. And God's intent is not merely that we accumulate piles of daily bread, certainly not that we waste daily bread, and not that we just prolong the bodily life that daily bread allows us to have. Our daily bread, in the context of prayer and in the context of forgiveness, rather points us beyond itself to the daily giver of the daily bread and the full range of gifts he daily gives to keep all parts of our daily life alive and forgiven. On the other hand, the daily bread to which this petition is linked reminds us that our life under God is not something, however, floating in space somewhere either. And it's not something ethereal, and it's not something in that sense just spiritual, as though removed from daily life, but is very earthy and very physical and very daily. If forgiveness sanctifies our daily bread, then our daily bread locates our forgiveness in and ties it to the life sustained by our daily bread, to daily life, real life, bodily life, the life of appetites and cravings and regular feedings. Two belong together as one life under the one God who sustains both and allows neither to be separated any further from the other than that one little word "and" will permit. There's another sense in which our daily bread and our forgiveness are linked by that humblest of words. As God does not give us our daily bread because we pray for it, or to put it differently, as God doesn't wait for our prayer for daily bread to be worthy of his giving us daily bread, so he does not wait for our prayer for forgiveness to be worthy of his granting that gift of love to us. We don't have daily bread, and we don't have daily forgiveness because we pray for them. We pray for them because God gives them both so freely and so daily to us. Our daily bread comes daily out of that overflowing, irrepressible, effervescent love of God that never stops. Our forgiveness comes daily, freely, from that same love of God. The love that sent the Son to the cross to put it together. The love of God that sent the Son to teach us to pray this way. the love of God that sent the Son, whose forgiveness transforms our prayer into worship,
which God can accept.
One third point. As we pray for the forgiveness that makes our prayer possible in the first place, we also commit ourselves to that forgiveness as a way of living. Those who hurt on us, who hurt us, who step on us, who offend us, who humiliate us and use us and ignore us and ridicule us, we deal with them not by preemptive strike. We deal with them not by upping the ante. We deal with them not by giving them what we have gotten from them or are afraid is still coming from them, even if we could hide it behind a clerical collar and a lot of pious verbiage. We deal with them by forgiving them as the Lord forgives us and them. How else would a Christian live? How else does the chain of sin and hatred and getting even get stopped? As we are the ones by whom the Lord gives daily bread to others, so we are the ones through whom the Lord's forgiveness touches the daily, earthy, broken lives of others also. We are God's in the flesh, fortified by daily bread, agents of forgiveness, means through which He touches lives and removes sin and rebuilds lives and restores relationships and renews a world. Forgive us as we forgive. May not be an out-and-out cause and effect there. There is a pretty strong integral connection between those two, however, as driven by the Lord Himself. It's a pretty heavy end. And the fun part is this. Built on and fortified by God's nurture of our life by daily bread and daily forgiveness, we look ahead to the next and. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and next week, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, and the bread, and the forgiveness, and the life, and everything else that matters. In the name of our Lord, amen.